Channel 12 and beginning the visit with Cookie with Debbie Tuesday at supper, the 27th of August, 74. Channel 2 over and beginning of the visit with Cookie with Debbie is Tuesday at supper, the 27th of August, 74.
Well, you had to have gone up there. Did you go twice?
I've been to Miami.
And up there twice?
And up there twice.
Can you believe it?
I can. Well, yeah, I can believe it, but I just.
Hey, you know that dapple gray horse?
That the tall one?
Yeah, that
real
good
pretty one?
One?
Yeah. My gosh, really? That much?
That much.
You didn't think he was going to bring that much.
We got $700.
How about the other one? The brown one, the bay that you got with him, the real pretty one. You know, they belong to the same
yeah,
man?
Yeah.
Did he go to for yeah. a lot? Or?
$480.
How about the great, great big white one?
Big white one?
Yeah.
$360.
Oh, Cookie.
And said, oh, she wish she'd been up there with you.
Tell you.
Why, Cookie, you got it on paper.
No.
Look at that.
$100 bills.
$100 bills. You
now
just
now
wouldn't
now
get
let's see that demonstration.
Now,
you just wouldn't believe.
I missed all that.
Yeah. Look at this. I've never even seen one.
$100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
They're not counterfeit either.
Are you sure?
Good Lord.
Where'd you rob the bank?
I believe he's the one to be in business with over here.
Didn't I tell you I was going to make it?
You did, and you did. You did it. You did exactly that.
Okay, you're going to make what?
Make the grade this trip.
Yeah.
Because I had merchandise to do it with.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. I had the merchandise to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's foolish for me to quit now.
Oh.
Right?
You got it. Well, right. You got another
quit.
Loan now?
No.
Now you broke the bank. Put in your pocket.
It's foolish to quit now.
Oh, it.
Once a month,
that's right. And it's wide open for you, isn't it?
Wide open.
You can do anything you want.
That's right. It's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you.
You better believe it, you better watch out. Because them dapple grades is worth some kind of money.
Yeah.
They're just foolish about Dapple Gray.
Dapple Gray.
Especially one like that one. That was a pretty
Let
horse.
Let me tell you. He was high man on the market.
Really?
He was high man.
Well, I believe it.
And I've got prospects for five more.
God. You're just out looking for dapple gray horses, I bet.
Five. I've got prospects for.
Around here?
No, in Pennsylvania, that I can make that much money on.
Mm-hmm.
You mean up there? You got you buy them up there?
No. I want to buy them down here and take them up there.
Yeah.
Cookie, that's fresh cornbread right there.
Well, who's got dapple gray horses down here?
I got one.
You never see dapple gray horses.
Right down yonder is one.
Mm-hmm. That leaves you four.
He'll bring $700. Little man will. On the block.
That's hard to believe.
Bring $700 on the block. No question about it. Now, the best load of horses was in that barn. I had the best load of horses that was in that barn.
And the others was pretty good, too.
The others were good horses, but I had the best load.
I bet you did, too.
Overall, I had the best horses in that barn.
What happened to that first one you bought, that big white horse?
What happened to him?
Yes.
He brought $360.
Well, you made a little on him.
I made $160.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Cookie?
$155.
That's right.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Debbie knew she should have gone on up there with you.
And I tell you, there was more happening with him than Well, I just said if you hadn't been driving the car and been driving the your rig, I'd still be just coming in with you right now.
Because
you haven't been back.
I got in this morning. Hey.
This morning? 4 o'clock.
What do you mean you got in this morning?
You left here
Saturday. About a week ago?
That's right.
A week ago, huh?
Today is Tuesday. This morning was Tuesday morning.
Oh, Dad, you better know I'm dragging around.
Yeah, I've been dragging around. I drove over 4,000 miles. I made two trips to Pennsylvania and one to Miami.
Unbelievable,
Cookie.
What the hell are you doing in
Miami? Delivering horses. I ain't got paid for that yet.
You mean that's still on...
You mean this is clear?
What'd I tell you?
You were right.
What did he tell you?
He said he was going to make it this time, and he put down just how much, and it was about that much, wasn't it?
That's right.
Just within
dollars.
Within dollars. I don't remember exactly
what
it was.
You mean he's going to make $100 on a horse?
I made $500 on one.
Mm-hmm.
But which one did you lose on?
I didn't.
Made on all of them?
That's right.
You mean that dapple?
Right.
Yeah.
And you didn't lose on any of the others. That's good.
I've lost a nickel on one of them.
And you took all 10?
That's right.
You did. You took that little one too?
That's right.
Cookie.
I'm calling again.
He's calling.
Yeah, you missed your. You ought to have been a witness to that.
I sure did.
Somebody ought to have been a witness to it, oughtn't they?
I should have been right here in Pennsylvania instead of doing what I've been doing for a week and a half.
Look, baby, I've not been in Pennsylvania all the time. I've been on the road.
I know. You know, I thought the next morning, Sunday morning at about 12 o'clock, I thought to myself, Cookie is in where was it? The first place that you were going to stop and have breakfast, West Virginia, at the
Emporia Truck Stop.
That's right. And I thought to myself, he is just now stopping, getting out of the truck, having left Hawthorne the night before at 2:00 in the morning.
Well, I had to buy 2 tires from the trailer.
Before you left?
Yeah, I got it done. I didn't get no sleep.
And you had to unload the trailer.
Yeah.
But you got a good jag of hay out of it.
Yeah.
That's yours?
Yeah.
You're gonna, that'll last a good while. That might have done that.
About that, yeah.
Good hay,
that'll
last. Is that as good as
your
daddy?
Better.
How you count
for
that?
It was all clover. Daddy's
money. Well, you don't want that orchard grass.
Yeah, I want it, but don't take as much of this clover to feed him as it does orchard grass. It's rich.
Yeah.
High in protein.
Let
me tell you something. When you go out and you're broke, like I was,
mm-hmm.
I had just enough money to get me to Pennsylvania. Just enough money.
In case nothing happened.
If nothing didn't happen. And nothing didn't happen.
Yes. I don't like to travel right on this bare margin, do you?
No. But I knew I had to make it.
Yeah.
I had $1,709.24 in horses.
Yeah.
And 4 cents.
I had $80 in cash in my pocket.
Well, could you have traded a horse?
I don't know. I would have.
But you know, this this fella who used to run this truck stop over here at Micanopy, somebody was always coming through there and breaking down, running out of gas, something like that. And they'd have a cow with them,
yeah,
or a steer or something. And that's the way he got a whole lot of his. He always had animals in little pasture here, little pasture there. And that's where he got them. He'd get a $150 animal for maybe $25.
Yeah.
Just enough to keep him going. So when you break down, if you had a gold horse, you wouldn't get much out of it.
Yeah.
You just, if you can know ahead of time when you're going to break down, you see, you might have a chance.
You never know.
You had that man, though, that was from New Holland, he said if you had trouble, he'd help you.
Yeah.
That was a nice thing.
But I didn't have no trouble. I just kept right on going. I made it. See, I was without sleep from Saturday morning until Monday night.
Daddy was so sleepy she couldn't stand it.
I was worn out the next morning, and that's when I thought of you just stopping in West Virginia. I was holding my head.
Here I had 500 miles more to go.
I know.
How'd you get? You don't go by West Virginia on the way to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
I go out through Virginia. It was in Virginia.
Oh,
West Virginia.
Yes. At the what's truck stop?
Emporia.
Yeah.
In Emporia, Virginia.
Yeah.
that's the best place to have breakfast.
I left Jacksonville with a full tank of gas and plenty of cigars and extra cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And kept on going.
How far was it to Emporia?
What? From here to Emporia?
No, from Jacksonville.
From Jacksonville? About 520 miles.
Yeah. Well, that's about what it was up to where Jack Long lives.
Yeah.
And you drove.
If you keep out of the mountains.
Yeah, let the bird fly.
Yeah.
And you drove that without any sleep.
Yeah.
Hell, Cookie, you hadn't had any sleep the night before.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It was 3 days you hadn't slept.
That's right. It was it, though.
God.
It was it. I'm going to do it again.
Well, what's happened to that that schedule business? You changed your system. You going to just pull off and take a nap.
Let me tell you something. And you've got $2,000 hanging on back there, and you know you're going to make $1,000, $1,200 on the other end, mm-hmm. You don't get sleepy. You don't think about sleeping. You don't get tired.
You don't need to stop and get a nap.
No, you don't collapse. But after it's all over with,
yeah.
You better look out. You're going to collapse. I know.
Did you collapse?
Just about.
In the truck?
Yeah. Stretched out right there in that truck seat and asleep.
After you sold it?
After I sold out. Right there on the parking lot. I didn't even go no place. Right there on the parking lot.
With the money in your pocket?
Mm-mm. No, I hadn't got paid yet. I went to sleep and the office closed up and had to wait till next morning to get my check.
Did you expect that $700?
No, not on that one horse. I was expecting to make three on him. I gave her a favor of $300, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I said he'd bring $500. But he brought seven.
They just got going on him and couldn't stop, huh?
He's the most beautiful horse there.
God.
Really pretty.
Really pretty, wasn't he?
Well, he was. He's really pretty. Tall.
You take him out and braid that mane, braid that tail just a little bit. Oh, he looked like $1 million.
Now, he's a big horse.
15'3".
They like them big up there.
Big horses.
Mm-hmm.
I measured him, he's 15'3". And you know how quiet he rode up at Jacksonville?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He rode the same way in New Holland. Lord, that's sold him.
Just wonder why anybody sold him.
I don't know. But I bought him off of a man that knows his horses. I got three off the same man, and they all three made money.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them made money. And I got through talking to him, and he got four more I'm going to buy.
Whoa.
Individually. And take them up there. I'm going to make some money off of them. He got another dapple gray.
And the amazing thing was that dapple gray hadn't even been ridden in 8 months.
That's right.
He'd been out in the pasture, remember?
8 months, he hadn't had a saddle on.
Gosh, somebody sure wanted a horse.
He was as nice as he could be.
I'm going to take you to New Holland one trip.
That'd be the making of
it, Cookie. Well, I tell you, if I can make it 3 days without sleeping.
You don't have to make it 3 days without sleeping.
I can sleep. I wouldn't be driving, so I could sleep.
You could lay right there in the seat and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That lady that took them horses from Reading, Pennsylvania to Miami for, her and her little boy sat right there in the seat and slept.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Well, she came down with you.
She went to Miami with me, yeah. What was used for her to pay a bus ticket.
That's right, when you were going.
I was taking her horses, and there wasn't nobody there but me. Just her and her little 5-year-old boy.
Oh, that's rare.
So she gave me a $20 tip.
Yeah. That's
right.
Cheap for her.
Yeah. Cheap, sure.
But you bought all her food.
I did not. She bought her own food. All I bought was my food.
Yeah, that made you feel crummy.
That make me feel crummy.
Go around and make these poor women pay for their own.
Well, heck, they got more money than I got. They're them Philadelphia millionaires.
You paid for mine.
Really?
It's poor.
Yeah, you're not a Philadelphia millionaire.
You sure ain't.
But it's
yeah.
been a real exciting experience. Really it has, this trip.
They her own horses she's taking down? You took down?
Yeah. They don't care for a dollar up there. A dollar ain't worth nothing.
They fine horses?
Great.
Great horses?
Why haven't you taken out the racehorses?
They are great racehorses. They're racehorses, but they're not a racer.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good horses.
Good big horses, yeah, one of them is. That one was just about the size of a little man, only he was jet black.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the biggest head of any horse I ever saw in my life. He was out of proportion. But he was a runner. No, she said she made more money with great horses racing than she did with thoroughbreds. Take a quarter thoroughbred cross. She said, I'll make more money with them than I will with a $10,000 thoroughbred.
I can imagine.
Because you take a $10,000 thoroughbred, they got to meet certain specifications or they don't enter them in a race.
Yeah.
Well, the type of races that she runs in, anything can enter. And she got a point there.
And they still pay off.
They pay off just about as good as the thoroughbreds do.
Mm-hmm.
Then you ain't got all that $10,000-$12,000 invested.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, you got $300-$500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to have all that expensive insurance on it.
Mm-hmm.
It all adds up.
Sure.
And makes sense. That's what she said. She says you can make just as much money with them grades as she could them registered stuff with all the insurance and all the extra expense that they were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you get in touch with that millionaire?
New Holland. They found out I was from Florida.
Yeah.
All right, they want to know what I'd charge them to take your horse back.
I see.
From.
I see. She's just on her toes.
Yeah.
She find you or somebody else find
she
you?
She did. Just been cooking for a month.
Yeah.
Next week I got a load of sheep going to Bahama Island.
Bahamas?
Right.
You mean in that rig?
In that rig. Double decker load.
Double decker. How
Jack Stokes.
It's through Jack, yeah. All expenses paid, plus pretty good sum. And why not?
Bahamas.
Yeah, why not?
Well, wait a minute.
You going on the boat?
Yeah. Run the whole thing on the boat.
Next week?
Next week.
You go out of Miami?
Yeah. Take them over there. Take them to Bahamas. They got to be delivered. They won't be unloaded off my truck. They'll stay right on there.
And you get a few days in the Bahamas?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, that's
what kind of passenger,
case.
Cookie?
Yeah, you better take a
trip. It took 2 or 3 passengers on that trip.
Put you in the nose of the freighter. Double decked it one time, went to West Florida and got a load of sheep for the university. Brought 88 head back.
How you double deck it?
And put two befores across the slats. Put plywood on top of the two befores.
Oh.
Got an extra floor in there, see?
Yeah.
That's about so high. Fill the bottom full of sheep and then fill the top full of sheep. 88.
That's
40 on each floor. 44
on each floor.
Like,
we used to make a living with 100 sheep because we'd buy, you know, the ewes from Texas.
Yeah, Dad used to make a living with them too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many did he
have?
Not very many. We had around 100 sheep.
Well, my dad bought him another place. He's going to sell the home place.
Bought him another place?
Bought him 15 acres of land right on the hard road. He's selling that home place.
The guy's going to be the one that's going to be the most hurt.
When are we going out?
When do you want to go?
We got to catch him before he gets away from there.
I don't see no chance of me going until after I get back from across the water. I don't.
What are you driving out there?
My pickup.
Is that your pickup?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
Yeah.
Go to Virginia? West Virginia?
Yeah.
Can you put a trailer on top of it?
Yeah, if I had the money.
You got the money.
Curry, you can't say that now.
I tell you what, I'm gonna get out of debt.
Out of debt? No, I want to start hearing that stuff. That debt business. No, I just want to see that.
Long green.
That's clear cash.
No, let me loose. I'll make it.
Yeah.
I'll make it. Because Social Security has flat turned me down again. They won't pay me nothing. If I get anything, I got to work for it.
Well, nothing like going to the Bahamas for it.
Well, if I was to be in charge of Social Security and some fella walks up, see, looking like he's going pretty sassy, going to spit in my eye. I don't know whether you act crippled enough when you go around
Hell, because you've looked so darn healthy the last year.
Yeah.
Damn, only weigh 111 pounds.
I don't care what you weigh. You look so healthy.
Yeah, go around here complaining, but look so spry.
Yeah, I tell you.
The best he looks is when he just come back from 5 days of no sleep.
I know it. That's I don't know how he does it.
That's right.
I'll tell you something though. You go to a sale, like last Saturday, we can go, and I just pull something out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were tired.
I was give out, wasn't I?
You mean when you bought the horses?
That's right, I was give out.
Debbie said you were tired when you came.
I was, I just give out.
But then how did you keep on going? Just did.
No, I got me a pill.
And just went on.
That's right.
They help?
Yeah, they take over where everything else leaves off. I have to get $3 for a pill, truck stop up the road.
$3?
Yeah.
Almighty. You must have got one
of the
biggest pumpkin cookies.
No,
let me tell you.
It wasn't much bigger than that one of them right in there.
Like this?
Yeah.
I haven't taken any of these. You want one?
No, but it was potent.
Well, that's it.
It set me straight, and I went on.
Is that right?
About it.
Is that right? Well, let me tell you, you all got back over there around 9:30, and then you had to unload your trailer.
Yeah.
And then you had to hook up and grease your truck and take off. What all did you have to do before you?
I had to go put two tires on in Waldo. Cost me $100. That left me with $80 to go to Pennsylvania.
You couldn't have paid them a little later.
No. I needed the tires right then. I couldn't wait till later.
Well, I mean, he didn't need the money.
No, he thought he did.
You'd rather pay as you go anyhow, them fellas, hadn't you? Well, at midnight before you got off to Jacksonville.
It's 2:30 when I start loading the horses.
Cookie.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, they must just stay around there all night and let you get in to get them.
No, they left it open.
Oh, they left it open?
Mm-hmm. Because, see, I told Waldorf I'd be back later on to get my horses. And I was a high man there that day. I bought more horses than every man there.
Yeah.
Because you had no notion that you were going to get that many horses, did you?
I had no notion.
Because you kept telling me that things were going to be too high.
But they were too good. Horses were just too good. I couldn't resist.
They was high, but they was good.
They was good. $200 was a good price for them horses.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, you get that for a little old weanling calf, Cookie.
Not now, you don't.
You did.
Holstein calves brought 10 cents a pound in Gainesville Monday.
Oh, Cookie.
That's
10
right.
cents a pound.
10 cents a pound.
Hmm.
90 to 120 pounds.
What, you're not going to buy any?
I ain't got time to take care of a little old calf.
Gotta go to
3 day old. I ain't got time to take care of them things. Give them a bottle night and morning.
Well, it seems to me you got about 3 or 4 little people around your house to do it.
They're in West Virginia now.
Oh.
God,
thank
you.
It ain't all that good. Something bad will happen. I never have made a good deal yet. Something bad hadn't happened.
Oh, now, Cookie, we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
You, you make a good deal and something happens.
That's right.
Not necessarily you, but it affects you.
It tears me up. Bounces right back on me.
No, Cookie, now just a word. We're not going to let anything happen.
Laura came over and woke me up this morning. Ronnie's gone again.
How long was he here this time?
About 6 weeks. He just like the moon. He comes and goes.
Laura just have to let you through, Cookie.
Yeah.
Have a little piece of cake.
Okay. It's her baby.
Well, you just can't. You just
I
can't worry
about
her.
No use to worry about it.
She's had to do her nest and I'll let her sleep in it.
You didn't do the feathering.
I didn't force her to marry him. Done my best to keep her from it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't listen to me.
Well, I'll tell you, he was a right promising fellow once or twice when we saw him.
Let me tell you something. It's not his fault. In a way it is. He's not got get up enough about him to put Frank out and make him stay out. Frank's just like a rubber ball. You throw it against a wall and it bounces back. They throw him out and he bounces back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
When he comes back, then he goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's just keeping down a family feud.
Uh-huh.
Because if he jumped on Frank and beat the snot out of him a time or two, why, Laura get mad, see? If he get on Frank and beat him up good and tell him to get out, stay out, and not come back, why, it'd be the end of it. They get along.
Mm.
Frank is so hard-headed. And it won't work. He hadn't worked a lick. That's right. I'd give him $150 cash money if he'd made that trip with me and helped me.
Uh-huh.
I'd give him $150.
And he could have helped you.
Yeah. No, he didn't want to do that. I mean, clear cash money, pay his expenses, and then give him $150. But he wouldn't do it. Something don't happen between now and Tuesday, I'm going to try to double this.
Double it?
That's right.
On the sheep?
That's before sheep.
That's before the sheep. My fish bedding from the trailer, my big truck. If I can double it, I have a mate. I won't have to make another other trip. If I want to.
Cookie, how are you going to double it?
I'm going to buy another load of horses.
In Jasmine?
No. I know where they're at. I got three spotted in Wilson. I got four spotted in Floor Homes. I need one or two more. I got it made.
Oh, you take your own horses?
Yeah.
And take them up to New Holland?
Take them up to New Holland. Didn't I tell you that I'd make enough off this to buy my own load this time?
Yeah, you did. And you'd make more on your own load.
Well, if you start paying off your debts, you won't have enough. You won't have all that.
I don't pay off no debts till I get another load up there and back. I don't think.
Double it first, and then
make money,
and
then pay the debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you're in New Holland by Monday.
Monday at noon. I can get them sold.
You can buy them cheaper yourself than you can on the market.
Yeah.
Cookie, who was that fella who held the gate and let the horses into the ring? Over there, Jacksonville. What do you call him?
Oh, Oh, the one. Now, which one are you talking about? There were two of them. There was a man that, the one that you bought the gray and the bay horse from that wore glasses. He let him in, and then that big man let him out.
Yeah, Jerry Bishop.
Jerry Bishop. And who was the big man that let him out? He's the one who owned the place.
T.W. Waldrop. He owns the place.
Waldrop.
He owns the place.
What about Bishop?
He is owner of D.B.R.S. Ranch over here at Flora Homes. He's got four of them good horses left.
Yeah. He's got good. Remember, he wouldn't sell that little cow pony, remember?
Right.
The little cow pony. It was so good, and he wouldn't sell it because he said he had to get money out of that horse.
See, I had the last bid on that horse.
Mm-hmm.
$150.
Mm-hmm.
And he won $2.25.
Mm-hmm. I saw him loading him up afterwards and taking him home.
Yeah. Now, he got some pretty good horses?
Yes, sir.
Where is Flora
Homes? Well, it's between Stark and Palatka on Route 100.
Oh, way over there.
Yeah.
Oh. Off the beaten path.
Hmm.
You been over there?
Yeah. I sold him horses.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say he's a pretty good horseman?
He knows his horses.
He knows his horses. But he don't trade too well. He don't get any money out of them.
Well, I don't know. I guess he does.
Well, those he sold over there, he didn't get his price out of them. But you bought.
See, that's right. He first backed up on that Devil Gray, didn't he? One, 2.25.
Yeah. But it was the second one, I think. As I remember, it was the second one that he wanted more for it, but just let him go on because he knew you'd bought him.
Yeah,
He knew you'd bought the first one, and then when you bought the second one, he just let them both go.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that because he knew you.
Yeah. See, I bought from him down in Tampa. I bought from him in Indian Town too, and I bought from him in Jacksonville.
Hmm.
Well, he buys and sells. He buys all around, then takes them into Jacksonville and Tampa, those places himself.
Yeah.
Well, he uses some of them too, though, because he said that little gray pony was a working horse,
mm-hmm.
So he must use them, some of them.
Where'd you buy them? Just around?
Just around. He advertised in the paper and so forth.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, you keep in touch with fellas like that?
Yeah. I have to.
So if you got something over there, but you can deal better with him. You can trade better with him at Jacksonville than you can out there on his own place.
Oh, yeah. But there ain't no more sales in Jacksonville for next month.
Till next month?
It's every third week.
It's every third Saturday.
Oh, I see.
Right. And, but if I can go buy a load and make $2 or $3 between now and then, why, it's just $2 or $3 made. But see, another 6 weeks. 6 more weeks. And this will all be over with in Pennsylvania because there'll be frost on the ground. Well, you see, all the grass will be killed. And they'll have to feed them out of their hands.
Oh, I see.
They'll back up on by.
Well, now, what was it you told me about next month in Jacksonville, remember?
Yeah, next month.
That's when you need to...
School will be starting here. And these people have got horses. Their children ain't gonna have time to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to flood the market next week, and you watch me steal some horses next month.
Which market?
Jacksonville.
You mean they'll all gravitate over there?
Not all of them.
A lot of them?
A lot of them in the Jacksonville area. There's a lot of horses in that area.
So they'll just flood the market?
They'll flood the market next month because everybody's children will be in school.
And they don't want to handle it. They don't want to hang around and have to feed them.
That's right. So they'll sell them for what they can get out of them. Got one horse kind of skinned up a little bit, Daddy.
Oh.
That registered horse I bought.
Oh.
Yeah, I got him skinned up a little bit.
That's too bad. He was a nice horse, Cookie. I'm surprised you didn't get a lot for him.
Put a little water in it for you.
Oh, was he ever a kicker, though?
Oh. There had to be something wrong with
you.
A horse like that.
You didn't load him. You didn't get behind him and load him.
He kick you?
Would he kick?
My golly, no wonder they were getting rid of him.
But you can lead him right on up in there. Don't get behind him or he'll kick you. He'll kick hell off his hinges.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd keep him right on the back.
And you knew that?
After I found it, I found out the hard way because he almost got me.
Oh.
I'd run them down the chute, you know. All at once, it was zoom, right beside my head went a bunch of mud and stuff, and here he was kicking. Lord, he was kicking. I backed off.
That happened so quick.
I let him turn around, go back down the lane, quieten down about 5 minutes. I watched him maneuver around there, and he got turned around and started back out. I just walked down, picked him up, picked up the halter rope, and led him on up in the front and tied him up. I got behind the rest of them and shot him in there and shut the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I put him right on the back, because by him being on the back, kept the rest of them pushed up the front.
They didn't
want to
get close to
him. That's right.
Well, things have a way of working out, don't they, Cookie?
Yeah.
I mean, you never kept them all up there before.
If you just use your head. And there's all turned loose in there. All but him. And I had him tied up right on the back. With a chain across between to keep our other horses from going around in behind him. But they were still afraid of him. They'd been with him long enough that evening to know that he was boss.
Uh-huh.
And he kept him pushed up the front. I kept all the weight off of my trailer, see? Put weight up on my truck, make my truck ride easier.
Right. At first you thought you'd just put all those big horses up in the front.
Yeah.
And shut them off.
But I changed my mind. I just put them all in there together. Right across the back, I tied a chain across there. To make him stand crossways, you know. Space about that wide, I guess. Crossways, he's standing there. He couldn't get out. There wasn't no way for him to get out.
Had him tied.
Had his head tied, and they had the chain across there, and he couldn't turn around, so he had to stay there. There wasn't no way.
Yeah.
But the others would stay away from him.
Yeah, but that one big mare that had the fungus on her mane and tail.
Oh, yeah. That big black one.
Yeah. Oh, she was mean, too.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she'd bite him. Oh, she got down there and just biting the socks off him. He couldn't do nothing about it. And I could feel the vibration of the trailer, knew there was something going on. Well, I stopped. Well, I made her get up the front end. She'd ride like that, 3 or 4 hours. And then she'd work her way back her to the back again. Most time we stop anyway and stretch my legs.
Do you go in that trailer with them?
Yeah.
You can't move them around unless you get in there with them.
I'm little. I can crawl under them, over them. about anyway.
That.
Or Jack Stokes or some of them big bellied men, they couldn't do that, see?
They
I've had advantage
away.
Over them, see?
What was Jack doing up there on the speaker stand?
Oh, he's a bookkeeper.
He is? For the wholesale?
Yeah.
You mean he was doing something up there?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't just looking in corners?
No. He was doing something. The first two of us, they kind of got next to me on them. Didn't they,
Debbie? Uh-huh, yeah. They did.
Well, I seen what was happening. I looked around and I saw an empty chair around over in the corner, right in front of them.
Oh, you mean they were running you up or something?
Yeah.
Oh, they sure were.
Yeah. They were going to clean my plow, they thought, for sure. Well, I was over on this side. Now, the bleachers comes around like that. Well, I was right over here in the corner, might say, wasn't it, Debbie?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. I moved over right here in front of them. I could look them all dead in the eye. And there wasn't no way for them to run them up on me, except me catching them.
They didn't know that you'd been.
No. I ran a lot of them up there and didn't get that I didn't want, but I still made them bring money. And they didn't know who was getting. They didn't know who was bidding on. That one fella, Howard,
mm-hmm.
standing right there in front of me.
Yeah, the little guy.
Yeah. I'd do them just as dirty as they do me, because he'd do me the same way if he get a chance to make me pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Howard, Howard is the one that had those horses at the end of the sale.
Yeah. See, I bought one of them.
Yeah, you bought the little black man. No, he wasn't right at the end.
There was two behind him. Two
That's
horses
right.
behind him.
There was that the registered horse that you bought.
Yeah.
And then there was that man that had all the skinny horses. Remember him?
Yeah. There's two people
there.
Behind him.
That's right.
And them
That's
skinny
right.
horses didn't bring nothing, did they?
No, he couldn't sell them. He
no.
couldn't get rid of them. Nobody'd buy them.
Well, see, I bought one for $110.
You did?
Yeah. That star with the big ball blaze face.
That's funny. I don't remember that one.
Give $110 for it. Got me
$165. Well, that paid for your gas up there, didn't it?
Just about. $165.
Golly, that's something to say on a trip.
Howard is a young fella.
Yeah.
He know anything about horses?
Apparently not.
Well, he sure acted like he did.
Well, do you think that any day that I would pay the price for them horses that he paid?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the ones he bought?
That's
the
right.
He bought, yeah.
And you helped run the price up on him.
I was working on them. I would have bought them. But I couldn't give the money that he gave.
He just outbid you.
Well, he just run off and left me. I don't know what he meant by it.
And he didn't get good horses.
He didn't get nothing, no. He sold better horses than he got.
That's right. The black one that you got from him was a nice
now,
horse.
Let me tell you, she was a good mare. She was a good mare. She had a leg on her, but heck, she was a good animal.
What was that?
She had a little age on her. She was 11 years old.
You call that age?
When you're facing the market, you call it age.
Yeah, that's about the oldest of
that's
any
right.
horses out there. They were all.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Cookie.
That's right. Yeah.
But they could be older, but you don't call it. Anything over 11 is pretty old.
Yeah.
Well, that Mr. What was his name? The big man that owned the place.
Waldrop.
Waldrop. Now, was he being straight about those horses, Cookie? You kept punching me every now and then and saying that wasn't right, that
no,
they were older than that.
That's right. Now, he wasn't right. I could tell, but whenever he'd crack her lips,
yeah,
you know,
uh-huh.
I could see just as well where I was sitting as he could.
That's right. Yeah.
And he'd give him the benefit.
Yeah. But he didn't give me the benefit.
He He didn't let you take what you could get.
That's pretty good though, when they got that one mare in there. I bought her and never saw her hardly. Had the fungus on her.
Uh-huh.
Old Jack Miss Holland for Cookie, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? Where's Cookie at? I went in there and they opened her up at $130 and called her for $35 and I threw it up my hand. And that was before I even saw her. There's too many people in front of me. By gosh, I got her. Just that quick.
Oh, you read that right?
Yeah. Well, she was a great big thing. She weighed 1,260 pounds.
She was huge.
Why
she was
that
big, huh? Yeah. She didn't
have
no tail.
No. No tail, no mane.
No tail and no mane. Without even a sin.
Yeah.
Just had a little stump with a couple of hairs on it.
You heard that.
Yeah. And I sold her up in New Holland. Why? That old army said, she ain't got no tail. And old Roger said, well, we don't eat the tail anyway.
And she brought you more than that.
Yeah.
But now, Howard, what was he doing something down in the ring?
He thought he was being cute down there, buying all them old dink horses, selling his horses, see. He thought he was being cute, but he was just losing his shirt.
Yeah. And he was down right there, down in the rain.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting over there on the side about head level with him, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm. He was right in front of us most of the time, right there.
Right head level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could run a horse up on him, and he could never catch my bid. Him with his back to me, there's no way.
Yeah.
And I did, too. That big bay horse that come in here, that good-looking son of a gun.
Oh, this the stud?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a beauty.
He paid for him. Because he wouldn't have brought all that much money, but I'd have bought him just as sure as I could have got him for $140. He brought $150. But $140 is all I'd put in him. Because I'd have had to took my center gate out, my trailer, and put him right up in the front, crossways. And I took a log chain and tied him there.
Uh-huh.
But no, I'd have done it for $140.
You got more net for
him. Oh, he's fabulous. Whew. Lord, he's pretty. He was a good looking horse, that dapple gray.
He was beautiful.
Boy, he was pretty. And only a 3-year old. They called him 4, but he was only 3. He still had his gold teeth on his corner.
So Howard was, he just sort of playing at it.
Yeah.
Well, now, is a fella like that, will he learn in time?
If his money holds out.
It costs him to learn.
Yeah. If his money holds out, he will.
Now, where is he going to turn those horses and get his money back out?
He'll take them to a Apopka.
Oh.
Well, he'll put him in Tampa Sale tomorrow night and lose his shirt.
Because the price not as good down there as it is up here.
That's right. And they ain't got good horses down there.
Mm-hmm.
See, all them horses down there comes in from out from west. Now, Alan Parker goes out west and buys them horses by the trailer load. Brings them in down there. They're not broke. They're sick. Dead with a cold.
And they're not broke?
Not broke.
Hmm.
And they ride them in there bucking and jumping and snorting and raising all kinds of things. And get $150, maybe $175 out of a horse, they get $55 or $60.
A cookie who would buy horses like that?
I can't.
Be hard to handle them, wouldn't it?
I can't handle them, no.
Well, it wouldn't be worth it. Why would you do it?
When you can go buy a Will Broke horse for $200 and take him to New Holland and sell him for $7, that don't make sense, does it?
Mm-mm.
You can buy an old killer out there for $130 and take it up there and get $285 for them, and $290, $300. It don't make sense to fool with something that might hurt you or hurt yourself. It just don't add up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's just what happens in lots of cases. Somebody gets hurt or the horse gets hurt himself.
They still go after them Texas horses.
They still go after them Texas horses. I could go out and buy a load of horses out in Texas and bring them in here, and I wouldn't make any more money off the trailer load than I would to go out here and buy two good horses. Two. Take them to Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I can make just as much off of them, too, as I will a trailer load to go to Texas and bring them back in here.
Mm-hmm. You just got to know your markets, don't you? You got to know the horses, and then you got to go. You got to know the market, too, because if you didn't know all about that New Holland place.
You got to know what kind of horses that they go for.
Yeah.
And you got to find that kind of a horse. And you got to take them in there, or you got to clean them up. Make them look like something, if they're not. Make them look like something. And you'll get your money out of it. I mean, you'll get a premium dollar.
You're cleaning them up a little bit before you take them in?
Oh, yeah. Flat their mane, you know.
Huh?
Braid their mane all the way down. Braid their tail down to the end of the bone.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I'll make them look like what they ain't.
I didn't know you did that.
Well, that would take some time. That's where you could use somebody helping you. That's right. I need some help. I've
got to twitch them. Uh-huh.
Some of them I've got to twitch.
Well, sure you do.
Well, how are you going to twitch them and braid the mane, too?
I got one that I can put on there and forget about them.
Well, you have.
Just screw it up. Yeah, hook them up. They won't stay there.
Well, for some of them, that's the first time they've ever been braided.
Yeah. Now, the good horses I'll braid. Just like that dun horse I bought, I braided his mane.
Mm-hmm.
That big kicker, I braided his mane. A dapple gray, I braided his mane. And that old sorrel cow horse. I braided his mane. He was beautiful. He brought some money. I give $160 for him. And he brought me $350.
Now you didn't help bid him up a little bit.
What? You mean what?
The New Holland.
You gotta protect yourself, guy.
You had a post over there you could sit by.
I didn't have no post, but I had a man posted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he done it for you.
Yeah, I didn't do it, but he done it. If it had been knocked off to him, well, I'd have just PO'd him and took him back outside. He's pretty sharp. He didn't get caught on air wrong. Give him $2 a head. There ain't no way you can go wrong. Because he'll make you $15-$20 on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Before he does his dirty works to start with.
Oh. Oh, yeah, right. The first couple of times.
That's
get
right.
Way up there and then let him fight it out at the end.
Yeah.
That's right. That starting thing is, if you let that lag on you, that hurts you.
Yeah. What you want to do is get a man in there and they start one. Say they start one at $250. Have somebody sitting over here at the side say $270.
Mm-hmm. Right back.
Right quick. They'll think, well, heck, he's interested in that horse. I'm going to get on him too. So bang, bang, bang. And first thing you know, he's going to $290, $300. And you're sitting over there laughing up your sleeve. Give him $2 a piece and that old boy will run him up for you.
Yeah.
And you give that little old gal up there $5 a head and she'll ride him through there for you. And make him, I mean, she can take a dink and make him ride like a saint. Buddy, she can ride a horse.
Oh.
That's right.
And everybody thinks there's a little girl riding that horse.
Yeah. She's only about 13, 14 years old.
Oh, my gosh, Cookie.
That's right. But she can take one, I mean, and make it ride like something. I guess that's the reason that Dapple Ray brought this good money. He rode in there quiet and had an English bridle on him, English saddle. And boy, he was holding his head up there just and just straight. I'm telling you, he really looked good. That little arch in his neck.
Oh, really?
He was something.
Well, he had a little training somewhere, didn't he?
I don't know whether it was training or whether he was just so tired and nervous that he was just more or less in a trance, you know?
Uh-huh.
I believe that's what it was. He was nervous. He's an awful nervous type horse.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But he brought the money.
But it didn't show?
No, I think he was too tired, because I rode him. I'm telling you, I put him up the road.
You rode him?
No, I drove him. I mean,
yeah.
I let him ride. I let that thing go.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much because it was a long trip and they didn't take them out.
Mm-hmm. I didn't take them out. 1,100
miles. And then when you took them out, they went right into sale almost, didn't they?
Almost, yeah. They had about 2 hours wait, and I was working on them then. Well, actually, they didn't get no rest because I was messing with them.
Yeah.
When's the next sale up there? Oh, it was September. We got one in...
is that just the right month?
September? The 21st.
21st.
Yeah. Okay, now, wait a minute. Today's what, 27th?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Saturday the 7th of September, we've got a race for Port Horse Sale in Quitman, Georgia.
7th of September.
Yeah.
Registered
horse sale. Yeah. Everything sells and there'll be registered. There'll be 500 or 600 head of registered horses in there.
Well, that'll run the price up on it.
Sometimes.
Not necessarily.
I saw them bring $23,000-$24,000 there.
Good night.
That's right.
Well, what you gonna do up there?
I'm going to buy them old rejects for $150, $200 and take them to New Holland and
wave the papers.
Wave the papers in front of them and automatically they go 2.5.
Cookie, how come they spend so much on horses up there?
Where, in New Holland?
Yeah.
Well, I hate to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. See, New Holland is a suburb of Philadelphia. It's between Philadelphia and Harrisburg.
Uh-huh.
And 90% of those people are they call them Pennsylvania Dutch, which are nothing but Amish.
Mm-hmm.
They have got money. They can they can pour water down the creek and make money. I don't know how. But they got more money than they have sense. They got more money than they have sense.
Mm-hmm.
And if you used to go up there, you would see why. You would see why. And nothing happened when the good Lord willing. If you want to go next month, we'll ride.
Well, Cookie, I'll just have to think about that. Pretty serious.
The Amish country.
That's right. It's just out of this world. Me, that Route 322 between Phoenixville and Honeybrook. Now that is something to look at. It is really something.
You know, up there, when you said Harrisburg, that's where my grandmama is from.
Yeah.
How'd you get onto this New Holland sale? You just found out about it?
Well, a fellow wanted me to haul a load of horses up the front. Ernest Dowling from up at Stark. He He said, I'll give you $300. I said, okay. I didn't have nothing to do and didn't have no money. Just a chance to make a dollar. I got connected and I think, well, now, I figured him out. He's coming down here and buying these horses for $150, $200, taking them up there and selling them for $300, $400, $500, and $600. Making all that money. Well, if he can afford to fly down here, rent a car, run all over Florida, buy a load of horses, and fly back, and then pay me $350 to take them up there, he's got to be making money. Now, if he can do it, I can do it. Right? And that's just what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh. So that's when you got started.
That's right. This here was the first full load of horses that I bought, took up for myself. Before, I just been buying three or four, taking up there, making good money on them. But this is the first full load that I took up there and promenaded myself and sold them myself. And you see what I done.
I thought you'd taken one before this.
I took a part of a load. It wasn't all mine.
Now, you did that for this fella, that fella. What's his name?
Ernie Dowling.
Dowling.
Yeah.
Well, is that the one that caught you?
Yeah.
I thought there's two of them.
They are. Father and son.
Yes.
Yeah.
The old man lives down here. The son lives up there.
Yeah.
But then the son has to come down here and do the buying too.
Yeah.
What's his dad do?
He don't trust his dad. And his dad would skin him alive trading horses.
He just can't resist it, huh?
Nope, but I'm going to tell you. Like I said, about this next sale in Jacksonville will wind up everything profitable in Pennsylvania.
Have to wait till next year.
Have to wait till next year. Just about. And then it'll be getting so cold from Richmond on up, it'll be too cold to haul a horse. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Without blanketing them and everything else.
Oh, really?
And I just wouldn't want to do it, you know. I don't even like to haul one in the rain. Now, I never did. I don't know why. I just don't like to haul a horse in the rain.
What's the trouble?
Well, that wind hits them. They're wet.
And they're just standing there.
They're just standing there. They can't move around. And they'll take a cold in spite of everything you can do.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can stop. I don't care how hard it rains. I don't care how wet they get. They don't take a cold. If you're standing there, stop.
Oh, it's the wind on.
The wind on. Because, see, that wind's hitting them at 40, 50 miles an hour. And that gets rough, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want a bunch of sick horses.
Mm-mm.
But you can tell, can't you? Remember that sick one you came through?
I told you, didn't I?
You sure did. Walked in. You didn't even have to see the whole horse. Just saw a face coming in. Punched me and told me.
No, she's sick. She wasn't how she was. Mm-hmm. She couldn't hardly get around, could she?
No.
And a young horse.
Hmm.
5 year old.
What do you reckon was wrong with her, cousin?
Well, Dale Martin had hauled her in from Texas.
Uh-oh. Oh, I see.
That's what happened to her. Dale Martin brought her in from Texas. See, I didn't get her one of Dale Martin's horses. Not the first one. Because you remember when T.W., when they bring a horse in and say, Dale Martin brought this one in, Dale Martin put this one off here, you didn't see me get on him, did you? Because
mm-hmm.
I know where he gets these horses. And then to haul them to Texas in there, and then load them on my trailer and take them to Pennsylvania.
You'd have yourself a couple of dead horses.
That's right.
You just got the bidding, and you don't have any of the horse trading. In the bidding,
Mm-mm.
Now, this thing like this, you see, is when he's avoiding one of them. That'd be one thing he could put in.
Yeah.
If nothing happens, 21st of September, I'm going to buy another load. I'm going to New Holland. Clean up one more time.
Tell you, Cookie, how does it feel to have all that money on your bill?
I don't know about that.
Now that, I see the one you call glasses, his name was Bishop, was it?
Bishop.
See, now you can bring him out. But now, Howard, he's just playing at it, see.
But Howard doesn't think he is. Doesn't he think he's doing the right thing?
He thinks he's doing the right thing. He thinks he's, he really thinks he knows what he's doing.
But he doesn't. And there's a difference there. He's not, he thinks he knows what he's doing.
That's what I mean. He's playing at it.
But that big, fat, slick sorrel horse that came
mm-hmm.
in there,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he was big and fat.
That's a Howard's horse.
Yeah.
The one you bought.
Yeah.
Did you buy that one
yet? Yeah. All right. I would rather have him 2-1 as to have that stud that he bought for $150. And I'd give $150 for him, that's all.
Uh-huh. And you know, he was Howard, and was that his little brother that was riding the horses?
No, that was Jack Stokes' boy.
No, Howard's horses.
Yeah, that was his.
Now he put on, see, he was the only one that come in there, and he just put on a show with all his horses. They had all that fancy tack on, and he brought his little brother to ride them.
Yeah.
And they just stopped the whole thing and took Jack Stokes' boy off and had Howard's little brother ride his horse.
Yeah.
Now that's.
And didn't work?
It didn't work out too good, did it?
No. Well, the little boy couldn't ride.
That's
why.
The main thing.
He couldn't ride the way Jack Stokes' boy could ride.
There's no way. That Audie Stokes can ride a horse.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's his name?
Audie.
He just.
He can ride. Now, he took some of them old dinks out of there and made him ride like a saint, didn't he?
Why, hell, I've seen them little Jack Snapes. They just get on a horse, look like they're glued.
That's right. And
it don't matter what the horse does. They just don't pay attention to it.
That's right. And you're looking at the individual, the fella that's on the horse, see what a hard time he's having.
Right.
You ain't
right.
paying attention to that horse.
Yeah. So you buy the boy that's on the horse.
99 times out of 100, that's the way a horse sells. You take someone that can ride, that can stay on a horse, and glue to that horse.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what he does.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask you. Some of those horses, some of them, you know, he'd ride them with a saddle on, and then he'd bring them back in, and he'd take, only some of them, he'd take the saddle off, and he'd ride them without a saddle.
Uh-huh.
Now, those were the horses that were really broke.
That's right.
And the rest of them weren't.
That's right, and he knew it.
And he knew it,
he
and
knew
that's
it.
Why he didn't ride them without
that's
a saddle.
Right.
Okay, I got that straight. I figured that out for myself after a while.
He's sharp.
Yeah.
Audie Stokes is a sharp cookie.
Uh-huh. And
he knows when a horse will ride and when they won't. When he rides him down that lane and turns him around and brings him back, he knows whether he can stay on him without a saddle or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
He has to know that in a hurry.
That's right.
He gets one shot at it, and if he makes a mistake, it's his neck.
That's right. That's right.
Now, what is that? How does he know?
When he rides him down that alley one time and back, he's got to make up his mind right quick whether he can ride that horse without a saddle.
Oh.
See,
he starts off with a saddle.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they got their ring up here like this.
Yes, I know.
All right. They go down that alley.
Yeah.
And turn them around and bring them back into the ring. And
then
they twist them around in there.
Yeah.
Well, he got to make up his mind.
Uh-huh.
When he goes down that alley and comes back one time, whether he can ride that horse without a saddle or not, then when he comes back in, takes the saddle off, he jump on his bareback and go again.
Oh.
And if he does one like that, he rides him good, you bet your bottom dollar he's a broke horse.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's I'll tell you the tale right quick.
And I think every single horse you bought, too, he did that way.
That's right.
Every single one.
That old big plow horse, you could ride him anyway. Crawl under him, over him, it didn't make no difference.
Oh, he was something, Cookie, that big white horse.
That was the first one.
That was the first one I bought.
You couldn't resist him.
Mm-mm.
He's so big.
That was the first horse sold, and I bought him. The first horse sold that day. That big horse.
Uh-huh.
I bought him.
You buy a horse sometimes and not quicker than you think you're going to?
Yeah. I bought two.
Oh, yeah, you, like you said, the one with the mane.
Yeah.
It's me to think about.
But he's a money maker.
Well, you got it. You got it.
Yeah.
It takes a little skull practice, don't it? I see. This morning I ever knew about it. See, she wrote that up, but it's pretty flat.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, you know. It's to me, it's interesting. Like, see, it doesn't have any of these things in it. You see that you need.
All I could, you know, Cookie, I couldn't even see people bidding. So when all I could do was just write it. Put down the horses coming through, you
mm-hmm.
know, the different horses that came through.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell when people were bidding. I never knew when you were bidding. The only time I ever saw you bid was one time when they were looking off to one side and you wanted the horse.
Yeah.
And you remember you stuck your hand out?
Yeah.
And you said, hey.
Yeah.
That and got their attention. That's the only time. I watched you and I never knew when you bid on a horse.
See, I was sitting over behind them rails.
Mm-hmm.
With my hands up like this, or my feet propped up,
uh-huh.
I'd wiggle my foot, or...
Yeah, well, I can't tell when you did it.
Wink.
I never knew when you did it. You didn't move your hands or nod your head or anything.
Well, that's to keep other people from seeing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Or wink at him, or stick my thumb up like that.
Oh, yeah, because you don't want the other people to know that you're bidding.
I don't want them to know. I don't want the competitor to know that I'm bidding, see.
Mm-hmm. But you know, after a while, they kept looking over at you and saying,
yeah.
Are you in on this one?
Yeah.
Because they knew you were buying.
See, I bought 10 head. I was high man.
Mm-hmm.
I bought more horses than every individual there. Because there's only 68 horses sold, and I bought 10 of them.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
And even so, that's a lot of horses, 68. Wonder what they move at New Holland.
Oh, 900,000, 1,100, 1,200, 1,200.
At a sale?
And they do it just like a split second.
How long does that sale go on?
It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and runs slap on through to 4, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Just as hard as they can go, they got three auctioneers.
Good Lord.
Big thing.
You've got to see it, Debbie. There's no way out. You've got to see it.
But when you get yours in by noon.
That's right. Because early in the morning, most of the killers sell, the killer horses. Well, I don't care about even getting there for that. I want to get there when the prize stock sells. Because if I take any in there, it's going to be prize stock. It's going to bring me some money.
You can pass the killers now.
Oh, yeah, I've done past that stage. I'm going into good stuff. It pays.
Mm-hmm.
Take them, buy a killer, $140, $130. Take it up there, bring you $190, $220. It ain't worth it. And you can buy one for two and sell it for seven.
Cookie, that spoils you.
I'd be better off just to park my trailer. And build me a box on the back of my truck that I could haul four horses in and take real good care of them and buy good stuff.
And wouldn't cost you as much to take that?
It wouldn't cost me much to operate.
That's right. If you could sell four horses and make $500 a piece out of them.
That's $200 in it. Okay.
Golly.
$200.
But there's no market like that New Holland around here.
There's no market like that, like New Holland anywhere that I know of. Not in Jersey, New York, Texas. It's just not. It's not around.
Well, you were, it was a lucky day when you found it.
I held the right age, didn't I?
You sure did.
Well, you did it right, too. You just went in there and did it.
See, I worked, and I worked hard. Really, I worked hard. Running up and down the road, getting all these connections made up. It took me a while to get
mm-hmm.
these connections all put together.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get a rope put together, and if you put together right, it's hard to break. Okay, I think I've got my rope put together right. I'll know one more time whether it's right or whether it ain't.
And it helps when you bring something back.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Miami
trip. Oh, yeah.
Well, sure,
yeah.
That'd pay for the whole thing, right?
Pay
there.
My expenses are all the way around.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Cookie, they must be having a lovely time up in West Virginia. They've been up there a week and you haven't heard a squawk out of them.
Well, I don't know whether they're having a lovely time or what. Helen went to see about her mother and dad.
Yeah.
They may be having problems. I don't know. They may be having problems. I don't know. I'll know tonight.
You going to talk to them?
But you know your daddy bought some land at
yeah.
a place.
Yeah.
Very far from where he is.
80 miles.
Yeah.
Lord have us.
80 miles.
He's really clear now.
15 acres.
Approximately 15 acres. Yeah.
Anything on it?
Don't think so.
You mean he gonna build?
I don't know what he's gonna build. But buy him a trailer or do something. They're too far from the doctor where they're at. They're 50 miles from the doctor.
Mm.
And in mama's condition, it's just too far. In the wintertime, it's just forget it. You ain't going to get no place. It's too far out, and I can see their point. I can't buy the farm.
Well, they're not going to. Move, they're not going to, nothing going to happen within the next month or two.
No, then can't nothing too much happen. He might sell a place, but there ain't no way he's going to get his stuff out of there in a month or two. Because it'll take him 6 months to get moved out.
Exactly.
It took him 50 years to get in, it's going to take him 6 months to get out.
Yeah. And he don't have a sale for it yet.
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Cookie, just as soon as we can, as things let up, I want to go up there and spend a week. Now, you don't have to spend the whole week, but I got to have something to operate out of. I got to have something, you know, like we're saying. Because that's too rich just to be lost.
Well,
Guy ain't talked about anything but your dad and mother since he came back.
I'm going to pay for my truck tomorrow. My big truck. I'm going to finish paying for it tomorrow.
The one with your gooseneck, your ribbon?
Yeah. I'm going to finish paying for it. I'm going to have enough left to buy me a load of horses. I'm going back to Pennsylvania. If nothing happens and the good Lord will, I'm going to be there Monday, Labor Day.
With your own horses?
That's right. And they're going to bring the price. You want to go?
Yes, he'd love to go.
Oh, Cookie.
Okay,
yeah,
we'd love to go.
Long, hard trip.
Yeah,
let me tell you, there ain't anything long about that trip.
The hell they ain't.
Well, it was you, because you got to do all the driving. I don't know, if I hadn't been stove up, I could have driven that thing on a straight road.
Straight road.
And a flat road.
Especially when it's empty.
You see, that last trip up home, I couldn't make connection one. I just couldn't make no connection.
Nothing clicked.
Nothing hit right.
Nothing.
Not the first thing.
Not the first thing. This thing here is still out of whack. And I know what happened. I told you that. And and I get relief from it when I stay off of it at least half a day. And then when I get on it and don't twist it, just walk straight.
Straight. Yeah.
Because there's a little place right there where that tendon, where that muscle just give way.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. It done it. Just one place. And you see, I went over there with Faye to the doctor, and what did he try to do? He tried to treat me for arthritis. And just get me full of aspirin. Well, I don't even take aspirin with a headache. If I can help it, I just don't care for aspirin. It upsets my stomach. It upsets my nervous system. You know, I can't tell those birds that my nervous system is easily upset. I mean, they give me a dose of Novocaine that paralyzes me. Just to grind one little tooth. I get that. And you know, just a little bit of Novocaine is all I need. Well, the bastard, you know what he said when I told him that? Well, he says in the first place it ain't Novocaine, it's Nurocaine. Well, who gives a damn what it is? See, he gave me so much. I
did the same thing, ain't he?
Please
give me more,
you
know.
Don't even look at me without the needle and
got it.
Don't
get
that
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Whew.
Oh, this is some. This is
that's
some.
Well,
I'm gonna leave Friday night, Saturday morning. Well, goodbye, Bobby Singers, up in Chester Springs, Pennsylvania, and sell 2 or 3 before we get to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I mean the new hall.
Yeah.
Oh,
do a little tramping on the way.
Yeah, and then I see, what's this other girl's name? Georgia Gerber. She lives at 421 St. Mary Street, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. 5 minutes off Interstate 80 on Route 15. Go north toward that's the phone number out there under. It's 217-524-7115. Georgie Gerber.
You got a horse?
No, she wants a horse.
Oh,
that's right, she wants one. Well, I want to sell her one.
Dapple gray.
Dapple gray. Or chestnut.
You know, I can just see the longer you keep little man down there in that pasture, the bigger the dollar sign's going to get on his back.
more money he's worth.
But you could always bring him back. You can bring $1,000.
I tell you what, it'd be worth his keep to keep him for next spring and then take him up there and sell him. He'd make money.
Mm-hmm.
Sure would.
But he's the size.
Yeah. And Bobby Singer, now she'll buy 2 or 3. All right, now Georgie will buy 1. That's either 3 or 4. All right, Becky Brewer will buy 1. She's barn girl for them people up there. She take care of the barn. She'll buy 1.
Gosh, didn't you have them sold before you
get to
the sale?
That's where your money is. You can make money like that. You can get your price. All you got to do is just start singing the song and everything comes out.
Just start over there?
Yeah.
Well, if you've got your own horses that you bought, you can start over there. You don't have to wait for the Jacksonville sale.
No. That's what I was going to say. If I can buy a load this weekend, go up there and sell out and get back in here Tuesday night. Then, that'll let me load up, get my truck fixed Tuesday night for that Bahama trip.
When you take off with the Bahamas?
Sometime after Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie could help me drive.
Sure, she could help
you
drive.
You can drive 4-speed, can't you, Debbie?
I don't know if I could drive that rig.
Why?
Oh, Cookie.
Can you drive a truck that's got a 4-speed?
Yeah, but that's different.
I know it ain't. No, it ain't.
With
you can start
the horses behind it, Cookie?
If you can just drive it empty, I'll sleep. I'll drive it loaded.
Okay, well, I see, coming back.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what are you going to do with the horses while I drive it empty? Oh,
yeah. Heck, that, what's her name, coming down? She helped me drive.
Oh, she did to Miami?
Yeah. She drove about 200 miles.
While you slept.
Well, I didn't know her. I didn't trust her too far, but I can get my eyes off the road, you know.
Rest your phone.
Yeah, to get your eyes off the road. You know, when you're driving there at night,